Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Ladder Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has things to say to us today. We live in one of the most prominent times of all history. We're going to see the return of the King. And things are about to change. They're changing fast before us. You know, I remember like it was yesterday in 2017, the Lord said, "Tell my people my return is imminent, and to be ready that they be not left." Now, the word of the Lord came to me so strong that I wondered how much time I'd actually have. But the Lord, you know, it's been 3 years, so that's the grace of God. I had a chance to do many broadcasts and warn people, tell my friends, tell my loved ones, tell my children, my family. I do a website broadcast. I was able to talk about it many times there. And other ministers have been doing the same things. The ones that hear from God. Some ministers are not listening to hear from God. That's the only reason they don't hear from God, because they don't want to. But those that want to know what God is saying, they comply with what God is saying. And if you want to hear from God, he's talking. And if you want a word from the Lord, just listen when he's talking. If somebody's talking to you, you respond by listening. If you respect them and if you love them and you give them your attention. Some people don't give God their attention. But that's not what God wanted me to talk about. I just added that in. But that's not all. That's not the main thing he wanted. He probably wanted me to say it, but not. The main thing is this. When you're doing God's work, there are complications. I mean, there are oppositions that you have to deal with. Whenever God told anybody to do anything, they had satanic opposition. And it comes many ways. Mostly through people. But also the enemy himself will try to work against you. And the word says a lot about the wiles of the devil and how to endure and how to overcome. Ephesians chapter 6 teaches us to put on the whole armor of God. And the Lord don't want us tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. That's why he gave us first apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Now, I'm sorry that mainstream religion has watered things down. And people, they don't know how to fight. And they don't know how to stand. They don't know how to wait on the Lord and how to hear from the Lord. But the Lord is talking. Now, my father was a pastor, and he was a good man of God. And my mother was a pastor's wife. She was a good pastor. And she taught me the word of God at home. I saw her praying every night. For as long as I can remember, she'd be either studying her Bible or praying. And this was something she did every day. And I saw it with my own eyes, heard it with my own ears. So when you love God, I didn't know that the Lord would talk to you. And, you know, I didn't think about it. My parents didn't talk about God talking to you, but he did talk to them, but I didn't know he talked to me. And sometimes, I don't know why they didn't show me all that. I was the kind of person, if the Lord would talk to me, I would have been in his presence trying to learn his ways. But I didn't know. I thought you just get saved and do the best you can. That's how people act. That's how they treat it. But some people have a thriving relationship with God. Just like some people have good marriages and some people have poor marriages and bad marriages and abusive marriages and terrible marriages. Some people actually have a good, thriving marriage. And if you go, they raise their children and they pay their house off and they take long vacations. They retire. And they live a good life. It's not just because they have money. It's because they kept doing the right thing. Anybody can do this. You don't have to be wealthy. But when you follow his ways, your life gets strong enough for you to do greater things. But also, some people have thriving marriages and almost everything is wrong. And they have and they still have a good attitude. And, you know, they take care. Some of them are caretakers. They have a thriving marriage, and all the and they may be taking care of their parents. When the other siblings moved out of town, they took their parents in, or take their a parent that need them to in and take care of them. These are unsung heroes. I met a man. My daughter has special needs, and I went to a school one day and met a man. He was taking care of several special needs children. One of them couldn't even move. And this man and his wife, you could tell they had a good marriage. They were strong. They loved each other and they loved those children. And they didn't have to do this. They adopted those children. And the little boy, he was all right. He was born normal. But one of his parents got mad and shook him, and it injured his spinal cord, and he couldn't move. And he was like he wasn't a vegetable, but it messed him up. But they took that child in and took care of him. See, that's what you can do when you don't have to be foolish. You can be wise. They had so much love and compassion, they took these children in to be a blessing to them. And these are the best people in the world to me. The world is not worthy of them. God love, you know, this is what we are designed by God to do. When you love God and you love his people, it's evident. You don't have to throw a parade to show that you love people. Just love people. Now, when you intend to do right, that is opposition. And when, you know, you seek to do people good, then don't expect that, you know, you don't have to require things of others. If they didn't get damaged by the world, they would act better. And the Lord was giving me advice in business one time. And, you know, I'm like one of those, you know, sometimes I met mechanics, they have a heart of gold. They'll fix, you know, they don't charge enough to really make it, but they help so many people. And I was persuaded that way. That's how I acted. And the Lord told me, you'd do fine if you were working for angels. He said, but he told me, he put it this way, you got to watch out for your own gain. Now, he told me this because I was doing the opposite. You got to work and you got to charge enough. And I had to change the process and the way I think. And that's not easy. It's not easy to change the way you think. So one of the main obstacles that you can have is the way you think. Now, God is telling me I got to charge enough to take care of my family. And I'm already doing good work in those days. This was back in the 90s, just before I opened my shop back then. And he just kind of schooled me about business. I didn't go to business school, but the Lord taught me some things about business. And my biggest obstacle was me and the way I thought. And I'm not, some mechanics rip people off and overcharge people and say and act like they did things to their car and really didn't, or put used parts and charge them for new. I don't do stuff. That's not godly to me. But you have to charge a fair price for the work that you do. And I've always tried to charge a little bit less so that I don't cheat. I don't want to come close to cheating somebody. But you have to charge at the same time. And a business is supposed to make a profit. If you're not making a profit, you might as well get a job, because you have other expenses. And whether I charge much or less, I still got expenses. It costs you money to be. You have to pay to all kinds of taxes when you're in business, and you have to have insurances. All kind of stuff go with it. Nevertheless, that's another subject. But the biggest obstacle to doing what God was giving me to do was me. I had to get over the way I thought. And sometimes you just got to get over the way you think. Because the way you think can make or break you. But then there's opposition, and that's what we're talking about today. But since I brought it up about the way I thought, the Lord blessed me to work with my cousin. And He was a Shoney's manager. He had been taught things about management that I didn't know. But the Lord taught me about business, and I worked with Parnell, and he was doing what God was trying to get me to do. He was already trained as a manager, and he was a good one. And I watched him, and I worked with him for a year. And then I was able to see what the Lord was saying, and I did better than I used to. After working with him, I charged more money, and I did better. And it all worked out. Now, sometimes you have to make adjustments. And before the adjustments are made, you can have opposition. But don't let the opposition stop you. Just keep focusing on the Lord. And since I didn't know that my biggest obstacle was the way I thought. So the word talk about renewing your mind. And you're just going to have to study the word of God to help renew your mind. Now, don't do it. Don't live under pressure. Don't just receive the word of God. If you can receive the word of God, then you'll come to a point where you believe the word of God. You'll take it literally. And then when you act on it, it will work. And then you'll make the change from the inside out. Don't try to make change from the outside in. And that's why people fail. They're trying to make change from the outside in. They're trying to get other people to believe in what they're doing when they themselves don't quite believe in what they're doing. And all the ministries that try to get people on board and they don't believe in what they're doing, they fail. But if you believe in what you're doing, it don't matter who don't agree with you. You will do fine because God's going to back you up. If you try to do it from the outside in, it's not going to work right. But if you live from the inside out, you receive God's word on the inside. Whatever you're trying to master, you will master it because you're doing it in God's strength. But if you try to do it from the outside in and get other people on board and you don't have your work, you're going to be under pressure. You're going to act like you're under pressure. You're going to put other people under pressure. And that's why people act that way, because they don't quite believe in what they're doing. You got to be 100%. If you're 100% about what God told you to do and you're doing precisely what God said, there's no reason that you will fail. You cannot fail. It'll be impossible to fail if you're doing things in God's strength and you're doing precisely what God says. Now, it may not look like you think, so don't worry about how it looks. Just do what God said and it works. So many people get it and most people don't. That's living that's filling your heart with the word and living from the inside out. Everything of God works that way. You got to, if you're a king, be a king by faith. Jesus said we're priests and we're kings. We operate by faith from the inside out. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. Another type of opposition is when people don't understand. And see, when people love the world somewhere, or if they hadn't been trained, if a person haven't been trained to do a thing, they don't know how to do it. But they'll still give you advice. Now, a person that's untrained, God can cause people to say what you need. And that's under their anointing. It's just like Jesus said, who do men say that I am? And the apostles said, some say you're Jeremiah. Some say you're one of the prophets. Some say you're Elijah. Then he said, who do you say I am? And Peter answered. He said, you're the Son of God. And Jesus said, flesh and blood didn't give that to you, but the Father gave that to you. And on this rock I build my church. So that's our standard. The rock that we build our life on is the rock of revelation knowledge, the revealed knowledge that God gives you personally. That's what's going to work. Not your good ideas, not your plans, not your endeavors, not other people's plans. It's what God gives you. That's what's going to make the day. Now, in your personal life, it's the word of God. Use the word of God and live from the inside out. Fill your heart with his word on the inside and speak it and do it. And you will come every form of opposition. Now, Satan wants you to fail so you'll look like the world. He's trying to make you look like a failure. And if you follow God, when you're doing the groundwork, it may not look like you're making much difference. Groundwork must be done. You got to work on the inside from the inside out. You may go through a season receiving God's word and growing roots in your heart. Some people stop following God because they don't have any roots. And when the sun comes up, they dry out and die. Just like Jesus talked about in the parable of the sower. And some people worry too much. And when God give them revelation, they worry it out of their heart. They worry so much and worry about their problem. Their problem is bigger than God's in their eyes. And so the strength that they had, they worry it away and become weak. And then they're right back to complaining, right back to scuffling and trying to make the day, trying to do things their way. They're under the influence, you know, their sight. They're walking by sight and they're looking at conditions and things that are out there instead of looking at the Lord, their God and King. See, Jesus, Paul put it this way. In Philippians 4:13, one of my favorite scriptures, he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Then he said, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound, how to suffer lack and become wealthy. You know, both extremes, he do things in God's strength. When you receive God's word in your heart, you're able, at this point, you got faith. So if you got faith, you can do things in God's strength. And you don't have to kill yourself. You don't have to worry anymore. I learned not to worry. Worry just destroys the strength you already attained. And then fear is a driver. It will drive you to do something that will cause the fear to come to pass. Even though you're trying to stop the fear, whatever you do under the influence of fear, hear me good, it will drive you to darkness. It'll drive you to what you, just like the woman who's afraid her husband's going to cheat. Because she had a boyfriend that cheated, and all the women she know, their husbands cheated. So she's afraid, and if he has a flat tire, in her mind, he's out with some woman, and then she's going to speak with her mouth, where you been? And she's going to fuss at him, and she's going to trouble his mind. And if she keep weakening him that way, one day he's going to get tired of it and leave. And her fear caused the divorce or the separation or the whatever. You know, you don't have to live under the influence of fear. If you fear that you can't get a job, you're not going to get the job. But if you have faith that you got the job, you got the job. If you think you can't do the job, even if you're doing the job, if you keep fearing that you can't, that you're not good enough, you're not going to be good enough. You see what I'm saying? Fear is a driver to get you out of the will of God. Faith centers you into the will of God, and your life will be strong. See, when people have a good marriage, and you don't need a good marriage to be successful and to go forward and to do great things. But when people have a good marriage, they live much better than if they have a terrible marriage. But sometimes you got what you got, and God will show you how to succeed anyway, in spite of the things that's not right in your life. If you have children on drugs, for instance, your life could be so much further along if your children didn't have that problem. But sometimes you got to leave the 99 and go get the one, and the Lord will show you how to do it. And some parents, they keep giving their children money, and the children keep buying drugs. The Lord will show you how to deal with the demon and how to cast it out of your life. There is opposition out there. And when people are not hearing from God and they're not living by the word from the inside out, they don't know what I'm talking about. They're going to have the problems 10 years from now. But those who listen, they're able to come out of all forms of opposition. The negative things of life can be driven out of your life by the word of God. Too many people have done it. So many people are doing it. In this country, they abolished slavery. That's a big deal. You know, 150 years ago, 130 years ago, people were still slaves. My great-grandfather was born in slavery, but it was abolished while he was a baby. He wrote a book called Freeborn Slave. He was born in slavery, but never worked as a slave. And the people pray, their prayers caused us to be out of slavery. You know, the abolitionists and people, they forgot about the abolitionists. They were Christian people who loved what's right. And they would be kind of like abortion, you know, people that, that try to abolish abortion. The same heroes that would love to stop abortion. First, they were abolitionists to get rid of slavery. They wanted every man, they believe a man is created equal. And they were black people pray for freedom. And so did the abolitionists, and they were mostly white. They were free, and they were white, and they didn't believe in slavery, and they fought for what they believed in. So there are good people in every race. There are some people that they love God, and they don't let the world stop them from loving God. And they love God God's way. So when you make a stand, you create enemies. Enemies are evident, and there is always opposition. Now, the Lord put the Genesis chapter 12. It said the Lord spoke something to Abraham. He said, "Now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing." I'm trading the word you for thou, and as I read, make it more common. Verse 3, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curses you, and in you shall all families of the earth be blessed." This is what God told Abraham. And so Abraham ran into opposition wherever he went. And God moved in his life, and he blessed him. Everywhere he went, God blessed him. But he had, if you study the whole chapter, he had opposition. The king of Egypt tried to take Sarah from him because he said he told him that she was his sister. And then the Lord fought his battle. The Lord will fight your battle. When you stand on what God's word said, it doesn't matter who opposes you. And in these days, people are persuaded wrong, and they won't agree with you, and they will oppose you. And you're gonna, and as you cry out to the Lord and follow Him, the adjustments will be made, and you will do all that's in God's heart, and you will be able to move and be free, and do the things of God again. People, you don't need people to agree with you. You need to agree with God. And whatever He say to you, you need to believe it, and you need to hear Him out and ask your questions and let God talk to you. From there, you'll be able to master anything. You don't have to go to college to master things. You'll be able to do all that's in God's heart, and you will win because God... See, if you're a king, Jesus made us priests, kings and priests, but it takes our faith for it to do us any good. If you're a king, you're a king by your faith. You can't live by your doubts and have the benefit of being a king. He made you a king to be a king. So you got to receive what God is saying, and then you'll be able to make the best judgments. And you'll be able to do things that others can't do. Sometimes you'll be the first in your family to succeed in some things. Finish college or without being brainwashed into some kind of atheist. Because our colleges teach people against God. There are many college professors that are agnostic, atheist, and communist. Yes, communist too. And some of them are devil worshipers. I know. I went to school in Birmingham. I went to UAB for a while. Some people are not godly, and you know, you pay all that money to send your kids to school after you've taught them the word, and then they tell them things like there's no God, and their mind ain't, you know, it can They don't understand the ins and outs of God unless they take time and get to know Him. They don't know. They get in forms of doubt. And you have, if you're of God, you got to break through the darkness of the world. God told Abraham to get away from his father's house, his kindred, and his country. Sometimes people don't agree. Sometimes you have to receive God. Let God's voice be the loudest. That's how you're going to do it. And sometimes when people won't comply with the word of God, go by the word of God anyway. Because the Lord is right. People are not right. Be right with the Lord and follow Him. Hear Him out and talk to Him. Let His word fill your ears and your heart, and you won't have any problem with life. You will master everything you got to master. In fact, if you start doing things to work according to the word of God, living from the inside out, filling your heart with God's word, letting it charge your heart, and then live from there, you're just going to have to get used to winning in life, because that's what's going to happen. Now, I'm not like the people on TV that tell you the main way they try to get you blessed. They say give to their ministry and God will bless you. This is life, folks. If you give to a ministry, all your problems are not going to be solved. You're going to have to do the word of God if you want problems to be solved. And if you want to become an industrious person, you're going to have to live according to the word of God from the inside out. I'm sorry people have not taught this. I'm sorry that I wish that my brothers and sisters in Christ would have did a better job. But, you know, giving to a ministry where God can, he has done things. Sometimes God has a need and people are doing what He said do. And when the Lord has a need and He need this ministry to continue and you give to it, then miracles can happen that way, but you can't live by those miracles. You're going to have to do the word of God. Giving to a ministry is not going to solve your marriage problem. Giving to a ministry, any ministry, it's not going to make you a perfect father. You're going to have to receive God's word for that. Giving to a ministry is not going to help you love your brother. He may do a miracle because you've helped him. He's going to help you, but if you don't receive the word of God in your heart, there's no substitution for it. And people have, you know, you can't serve God in money. But if they had been looking to the Lord and stopped looking to people, they wouldn't preach that way. And, you know, I believe in tithing. I believe in giving. It's not so I'll be blessed. It's so that the work can be done. I work as under God so that I have money to give and help the process. I can't help that people teach wrong. I give to ministries and sometimes they don't teach perfectly, but they do other things right. And as long as they, you know, God is using them, I will support them. I love them too. I love every ministry out there. All of them have been a blessing in some kind of way. They didn't get that far doing being stupid. But I'm sorry that people don't preach perfectly. This is perfect preaching when you tell people to fill your heart with the word of God and do it. I may not get a dime out of you, and I don't care. I want you to get to know God because you influence people. I want you to go to heaven, and I want your family and friends to go to heaven, and everybody you can possibly influence to go to heaven and live just like Jesus, because that's your heritage. I'm fine. All I got to do is do what God say, and I prosper. I'm not hungry. I'm eating a sandwich right now. I got a sandwich right here beside me. It's lunchtime while I'm doing this broadcast. If I didn't eat this sandwich, I'm not going to lose a pound. I promise you, I'm doing good. God has blessed me. And you know, I would rather for people, everybody to hear this word, I would rather for them to receive the word and do it than to send me a dime. And if they send me money, fine, I just put it aside and use it for the glory of God. and I'll do things that's going to be a blessing. But if you don't, I'll at least receive the word and do it, because it's important. If you fill your heart with the word of God, all your promises not going to go away in one day, in 1 week, in 1 month, and sometimes in 1 year. But the healing process of salvation is involved. God is involved. Angels are involved. And your life will manifest and grow from glory to glory over time. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. And you're going to learn things that you never thought about. And you're going to be blessed beyond measure. Not only in the things that concern you, but financially, health-wise, relationships, everything. Because you're including the wisdom of God into your life. You got to be blessed by it. And it's going to affect everything. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.